GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Source, Judy Note, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Judy Disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Tuesday, June 9, 2026. Compiled Tuesday, June 9, 2026, Judy Byington, judybyington.com. December 10, 2024, the Supreme Court ruled on the Brunson case, confirmed 2020 election was rigged. Trump won. Quantum connected on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, Situation Update, Byington Bombshell Report, Blackouts, Martial Law, Global Currency Reset in Progress, Prepare for 10-Day Internet, Bank, Credit Debit Card Closure, Before It's News, Before, It's, News.com. Sunday, June 7, 2026, Situation Update, Judy Byington, Michael Jocko, Gene Decode and 107, Nino, Final Act June 8, 2026 to 72 hours Hell Breaks Loose, Before It's News, Before, It's, News.com. December 10, 2024, the Supreme Court ruled on the Brunson case, confirming what millions have suspected all along, the 2020 election was rigged and Trump won. Trump was never legitimately removed as U.S. president and this decision confirmed it, Quantum connected on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, what you will see first, Trump declass revelation on Telegram. 1. Local power flickers followed by identical maintenance notices across unrelated providers. 2. News channels looping the same frame. No live panels. No call INS. 3. Payment apps timing out at login, then reopening with a new term screen. 4. Airport boards that show on time while terminals are held at the gate. 5. A short tone on radio and TV, then a quiet screen. Do not panic. That is the bridge. What IT means, the blackout is the curtain so the crew can change the set. Martial law is the lock so no one runs the old tricks. The arrests are the receipts that everything you suspected was not only real, it was systemic. The currency reset is the power cord finally plugged into the right outlet. Debt freedom is the first breath after years underwater. Monday, June 8, 2026, U.S. debt clock shocker, blockchain wins as we the people and asset-backed currency vision spark national debate, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Sunday, June 7, 2026, an emergency broadcast system, EBS, activation was said to be locked in at 72 hours or less, to Tuesday, 9th of June. EBS window for lockdown between Wednesday 10th of June and Saturday 20th of June. July 4, 2026, President Donald J. Trump would make an announcement of this change to a sovereign republic based on principles of the original Constitution and a massive 4th of July celebration of the restored constitutional republic. Monday, June 8, 2026, they removed the copper. And we know why. 107 on Telegram. In the past, swimming pools, bathtubs, and water pipes were made of copper. Why? Because copper is extremely antibacterial. It naturally purified the water without needing chlorine. When water flowed through copper pipes, it became electrically charged. People absorbed those copper ions while swimming or bathing, and their bodies benefited directly from it. Old farmers even put copper in their livestock's drinking troughs to keep the water pure and healthy. Today, everything has been replaced with plastic and chlorine. Monday, June 8, 2026, Bill O'Reilly demands criminal prosecution of E. Jean Carroll after $7 million funding bombshell, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, June 8, 2026, SCOTUS Showdown, Supreme Court poised to end late mail ballot counting as America fights to restore Election Day integrity, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, June 8, 2026, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent orders massive bank audits by IRS in $18 billion Minnesota welfare laundering scandal, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Monday, June 8, 2026, Energy Mafia exposed, Attorney General Ken Paxton detonates the global energy cartel, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street accused of illegal market sabotage, American Media Group, AMGnews.com. Monday, June 8, 2026, RFK Jr. exposes the Ozempic conspiracy, how Congress, Big Pharma, and foreign profiteers engineered a $3 trillion scam against the American people, American Media Group, AMGnews.com. Monday, June 8, 2026, January 6 was a DNC-planned event to overthrow the U.S. government. Newly hidden FBI documents released by FBI Director Cash confirm. Not only did the FBI stage January 6 5 months before it happened while the DNC planned to overthrow the United States government if Trump won, provoke a breakdown on January 6 to disrupt the proceedings and prevent the vote from going through. But Christopher Wray also had 274 federal agents embedded at the official proceedings of January 6 and had federal agents infiltrating chat rooms months before January 6 orchestrating for the overthrow of the U.S. government. United States Representative Clay Higgins, vindicated Representative Clay Higgins, Christopher Wray was not only involved in the actions on J6 from within, he had over 200 agents embedded, dressed as Trump supporters, before the doors were even opened. When you track the text threads and the communications within those groups and trace the origins of suggestions of potential violence or an active occupation of the Capitol on January 6, you'll find that those messages were led by members who turned out to be FBI agents infiltrating the groups. The FBI's involvement was deep, not just on J6, but in the days, weeks, and months prior. The 17th letter on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, Voter Fraud California, CA is blocking a federal audit of its voter rolls. DOJ sues CA over denying access to voter records. CA Secretary of State Shirley Weber was sued in 2025 after repeated requests for voter registration records. A district judge dismissed the case in January 2026 with the DOJ appealing it to the Ninth Circuit with arguments heard in May. No rulings have been made at this time. What is CA hiding? Fraud. Pastor Bob Joyce on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, Voter Fraud California, how are Democrats cheating in LA? Let me show you. There are 26 registered voters at this toilet in Los Angeles. I'm not kidding. I have the voter records. See for yourself. The only thing here is a stinky Port A. John inside an empty parking lot. No homes. No mailboxes. No businesses. Yet 26 people are casting ballots here. Straight up voter fraud out in the open. This just a glimpse of what's happening under Gavin Newsom. This is why California desperately needs voter ID, and we must pass the SAVE Act now. Shadow of Ezra on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, Voter Fraud California, American M. Vitsu Matsu says his dad was mailed a mail-in ballot by California and Georgia. My dad, who hasn't lived in California for 16 years, received a ballot sent to his Georgia address? Not forwarded, but sent to his Georgia address. A new lawsuit by Judicial Watch explains why. They are suing the state of California for having 873,000 ghost voters in California. That's hundreds of thousands of people, inactive voters, on California's voter rolls. Remember, my dad is not the only one that has experienced this. So many other people, in my comment section, on other social media platforms. So many people have gotten either multiple ballots. They've gotten ballots for themselves differentiating between their maiden name and their married name. People have gotten ballots for their children when they've never even registered to vote in the state itself. Democrats use these to ballot harvest, I guarantee it. Democrats are rigging our elections with mail-in ballots. Ban them, J.D. Vance on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, Voter Fraud California, here we go, the Los Angeles Times is admitting that yes, tens of thousands of mail-in ballots did get processed for only Mayor Karen Bass and Nitya Raman, but it was a glitch. They say the system just glitched for a minute and didn't process any ballots for Spencer Pratt, but really there were ballots for Spencer, they just didn't get processed during the glitch. No, we don't believe you. This is fraud and Democrats are cheating. It was the result of a lag in an automated collection of the data in which there was one data collection that captured votes in a single batch of votes for Bass and Raman, and then about 1 minute later, the collection of the rest of that same batch of votes, folks I spoke to also said there is no fraud. But again, there was no batch of votes without any Pratt votes. There was sort of a 1 minute variation between the upload of Bass and Raman votes and Pratt votes on some media websites. Officials and others who have reviewed the data say that is not any proof of fraud. There was no fraud. Again, yeah, right. We need a federal audit into California elections, Project Odin martial law on Telegram. Monday, June 8, 2026, Voter Fraud California, the DOJ has announced they are pursuing several election fraud investigations with the FBI in California. The longer they count, the less they count. How is that possible? The Democrats manufacture this by design. The election cheat machine in California is so wildly unconstitutional and fraudulent it's not even funny. Nobody believes that Steve Hilton isn't in the lead for governor. Nobody believes Nitya Raman is more popular than Spencer Pratt. Nobody believes the 200 dead people registered to vote at your local park or porta potty are real voters. Nobody believes it should take months for votes to be counted. Require ID to vote. Count on election night. That's not controversial. Every serious democracy on earth manages to do it. California should too. Steve Bannon on Telegram. Out.